Z106 Jams, the new sound of hip-hop and R&B. It's your boy Z on the pregame, and we have a very special guest live down in Miami, Florida, the man who's letting us all know that he is currently in love with a stripper, and I promise by the end of this interview, we're going to find out what her name is. Please welcome to the show my man T-Pain. How you doing, fam?
Jerry, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. I want to know, before we even go any further, I know you're married.
Right.
Where did the song come from, and who's the woman behind it?
Well, the song was originally not supposed to be on the album. It was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, one night after a show, we took him to his first strip club, because, you know, we call him the choir boy. He doesn't really do anything, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you know what I'm saying? So we took him to his first strip club. I gave him a little money, but, you know, it kind of caught the ears of people that drive, and, you know what I'm saying, my A&R, Mike Jones heard it, and he got on it, and they put it on the album. So that joke, that was the most important joke in my life.
Hey, you know what? It's a great joke. Everyone's familiar, of course, with your first single, and I'd like to point out that I was spitting it before anybody else in the area. I'm Sprung. At what point, T, did you have an idea that based off the success from this single, you were really going to go places?
It really didn't dawn on me until Stripper came into play. I didn't think it was going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's just, not saying I don't have faith in myself, but you know how people would come in with one hot single, and I didn't want to say, yeah, I'm never going to be a one-hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know how people are going to like your music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it really didn't dawn on me. I tried not to get my hopes up too high, you know what I'm saying, until I really knew people were going to like the second one.
Well, now that everyone's listening to I'm in Love with the Stripper, and they already played I'm Sprung, and you have the entire nation charting your music, how do you feel about it now?
I feel great about it now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can actually keep going with this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can get on other people's projects and help them out.
You are signed to, of course, Jive Music and Convict Music, which is Akon's own label. How did Akon present the idea to you that he wanted you to jump on? I know that he had heard you do a remix version of his song Locked Up entitled F'd Up. Was it just based on that song?
Yeah, that was it, because I went to full throttle with it. You know what I'm saying? I made the song, I made my own video to it, put it on the radio. I did everything like it was my single. You know what I'm saying? And that was, in fact, his first single. Kind of blew him away that I would do all that by myself. So he figured if I had some money behind me, because he saw me do all that with no money. So he figured if I had some money behind me, that'd kill the case right there.
Also signed to Convict Music is an artist, Red Cafe. I know that Akon has a lot of work that he's doing with him. Of course, Akon has another album going to be dropping later this year. Can we expect you on both of these projects?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I did a song for Akon the day I got signed. So, you know what I'm saying? That's for his next album. So I'm already on that, like, no question.
Okay, well, now that we've covered their albums, let's cover yours and the follow-up. Of course, your album out right now, entitled Rapper Turned Sanga. If someone has not already gone out to pick up a copy of this album, why do they need to make sure and have this in their CD player?
Because it's something different. Not the same stuff you hear all the time with the sex and the clubs and the, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's just not the same thing. It's not a balling out album. It's like something you would expect from an Outkast album, something you expect from a CeeLo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You do have sex on there still, because, of course, everyone's familiar
with... I do have sex on there.
Okay.
I'm a very, very great lover. But, you know, that's not the point. Talking about the album, you got to have some of that, because all the songs on there are experiences. You know what I'm saying? I don't make up my sex stories either. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's all fact, no fiction. The next album, we don't know when it's obviously going to drop, because you're still riding off the success of your second single on this, your debut album. But you mentioned how, because originally you wanted to do some rapping, that the next album we can expect both rapping and singing from yourself. What do you feel like you do better, rap or sing?
I feel like I rap better than I think. It's basically, I'm not a singer. Like, I was exploring with this first album. If you play my album, then you play like a Chris Brown album, you would definitely see that I'm not a singer. People tend to call me a crooner. Basically, not saying anything bad about anybody, but if you listen to CeeLo's album, you would listen to it like, this guy can really sing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you put it next to another person's album, then, you know what I'm saying, you'll see how much, like, we can't sing, but still, like, the ideas of the songs and the concepts, just the whole soul into it, then that'll make you feel like a person can really sing his ass off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we can't wait to hear what it's going to sound like. Growing up in Tallahassee, Florida, of course, that's why you are T-Pain. How hard was it not being in that major market to really get your music out to the public?
It was very hard, man. As well as I do, people don't pay attention to a market that's not super major. So if you're not living in Atlanta or L.A. or New York, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have a hard time trying to get heard. People are afraid to hear something different. mm-hmm. they go to the same places that they used to. We need a new artist, so somebody need to fly to Atlanta, somebody need to fly to L.A. Never will you hear somebody say, I need to go to Tallahassee to find an artist. So it was very hard trying to get out of that, man. And like all the artists that's in Tallahassee, everybody wanted to be the one that put Tallahassee on the map. I feel like I was the only one that was sitting back and just waiting on my turn. Like, I was letting everybody do their thing, you know what I'm saying? I love all the artists that's in Tallahassee. I like every single that came out of Tallahassee. The attitude that came from some of the people, it was just foul, man.
Definitely. Well, I'm glad that you finally put out the music that hopefully will put Tallahassee on the map and that people will recognize it with, because for so many years, so many different cities across the United States were represented by artists who really did not truly represent their city. And right, I think right. that the T-Pain Tallahassee connection is one that will be united for some time to come.
Oh, yeah, and there's plenty more to come from Tallahassee. There's so much talent in Tallahassee no one knows about.
Is some of this talent going to be churned up now, do you think, through you?
I mean, it has to. It's a chain reaction. It's always those people with those little studios and those trailers and that plug and that beat machine that come with something different. It sickens me to see that no one gives any recognition for that. The people in the big cities, then you got the Snap songs coming out. Know this for a fact, that it's people that made Snap songs before Atlanta.
See, I'd like to point out that when I was 7 years old, I owned a Casio keyboard and I made my own version of Snap music back then. Now, of course, I'm not going to come out and say that I originated it, because, of course, it was recorded into a studio. But right. I got to tell you, I made some mean beats on that Casio keyboard.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
I'm not trying to brag or, you know, dust some dirt off my shoulder. I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking to go that route, I mean, that's not necessarily how I feel the hip-hop industry should go at this point. But, right. you know, give me a call. I'll give you a great discount on a beat.
Right now it's a real big battle over who created Snap song.
To me, there's so many other issues that we could be arguing about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's weird. It's like, it's a huge battle over who created that. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, like, let's focus on, per se, who should run for president next election so that we can have the country succeed. I don't know. That's just me. But let's not get political. Yeah. If my listeners and your fans would like to find out more information about you, is there a website they can log on to, T-Pain?
T-Pain.net. They can go to jobrecords.com, or they can go to MySpace/T-Pain, and there you have it.
All right, well, you had I'm Sprung, Right Now It's All About, I'm In Love With The Stripper. We're spinning the remix featuring everybody in the hip-hop industry, basically. What can we expect as far as that third single?
Well, you can expect the second remix from I'm In Love With The Stripper, which features me, Akon, and R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I can't wait to personally hear that, especially because R. Kelly's now on the track.
And there it is. And what I'm doing is I got a MySpace account, so, you know what I'm saying, when you hit me on my MySpace, I'm asking people what they think the next single should be. But right now, we're leaning towards Dance Floor.
Well, I think that's a solid choice, but I got to be honest, you can't really go wrong. There's about 30 different singles, and I believe your album only has, what, 18 tracks, so you could go any which way.
Yeah, man, that's, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that.
My pleasure. We want to wish you nothing but the best of luck in 2006. Your continued success, of course, with the album Rapper Turned Singer and all your future projects, man. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.